Imagine the sweet melody of a softly strung guitar, echoing, lost in the music, hands around your partner as you dance into the darkness. Around and around you dance, everything falling away. Then you look down at the woman and get lost in her soulless eyes. Her flowery dress is ripped and her ribcage is exposed. You recognize the lack of heart in her chest, the absence of beat. Her bony fingers are wrapped around your neck, but you care not, for you are deep into her trance. The tempo of the song increases and she guides you around in the darkness. Under her spell, you fall apart in her arms until you are unable to stand, dancing nonetheless. Somewhere along the way, you become aware that your body has fallen to the floor, lifeless, forgotten, but you're still dancing, waltzing slowly into your afterlife. Luis Alfonso Jimenez's 1984 lithographic piece, Dance with Death, depicts a similar scenario. It shows a man and a woman dancing, but the woman is a skeleton, nothing but bones, dressed in traditional Mexican attire. However, the top of her flowery dress is ripped, chest open. The dress billows around her, letting you know without a doubt that she is dancing. Her hair flows around her like smoke, giving her an ethereal, regal feel. The man she is dancing with is young. He looks into her vacant black eyes and doesn't seem to mind that his body is breaking down. You begin to see his bones, muscle, and sinew as if he is decomposing as he dances, as if she's hurting him. Yet he doesn't care. His tired eyes look into hers with what is almost affection. This skeleton lady, representing death, is a very seductive feminine version. In my experience, very rarely is death depicted as a woman. In religion, however, it is quite common. Mexicans especially have a strong appreciation and respect for the dead, and have an entire day dedicated to the remembrance of their dead ancestors. Luis Jimenez was an American man of Mexican descent, and it's quite possible that his heritage and religious beliefs are personified in this piece. In this piece, death reminds me of the sirens of Greek myth, beautiful sea creatures that would lure weak sailors to their death with their beauty and song. The sailors would die with a smile on their faces. Is this man the same way? Where we see death, does he see beauty? This particular work of art is called a lithograph. Lithography is the process of printing from a flat surface, usually a stone slab or metal plate, which is treated with wax so it repels the ink except where the picture is required. At first glance, a lithographic image might seem haunting and dark, but if you gaze closely, you can see the beauty of the delicate markings and detailed lines that make up the piece. Parts look rough, as if drawn quickly, others with precision and care. The different forms of cross-hatching are truly incredible. It is a truly powerful piece with so many possible interpretations. You might see the two of them in love, dancing a fatal dance that will end in his death. Maybe you see her as a collector of souls, an embodiment of death, who dances frequently to claim the essence of her partners. Perhaps she is simply the love of his life, who died young, and he dances with her because even in death, he continues to find her beautiful, continues to love her. So many stories, and so many different ways to interpret a piece of artwork like this. Tragically, Luis Jimenez was killed by one of his own creations, a 32-foot-tall horse sculpture titled the Blue Mustang that now resides on the roadway of the Denver International Airport was the cause of his death 7 years ago. While attempting to attach a rather large piece of the sculpture, it fell on him, crushing his leg. The piece had severed a major artery, and he died of blood loss on the floor of his studio, June 13, 2006. As he lay bleeding on the floor of his studio, alone, sentenced to death by one of his sculptures, did Lady Death come to him? Could he hear her humming faintly to the music? Did he truly dance with death? This has been Natalie Cote with another Bulldog Podcast.